Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Let me remind you again why we are talking about Representative Ilhan Omar's speech, which she gave in the 4th annual Valley Banquet in 2019. This is the speech which she gave to CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Jihadis of the United States of America. Remember, in our original study with Professor Todd Green, he did not make a big deal at all about Representative Omar in her saying that some people did something. But as we investigated that speech, we found so much hatred towards the Jews and the Christians and towards the Americans, as she literally made some astonishing statements like raise hell in America, make the Americans uncomfortable. And these are the words which nobody ever mentioned. All what we have heard is that she belittled the 9/11 attack by saying some people did something. Today we will conclude Representative Ilhan Omar's speech, which was simply a hogwash speech, as you will hear her yourself. So without further ado, here it is, the rest of Representative Ilhan Omar's speech. That is when she stated,
so it doesn't matter if that country is being run by my father, my brother, my sister, I will still criticize that country because I know every country is capable of living out to their best.
Once again, my dear friends, this is a continuation of the assumption that Representative Ilhan Omar have criticized any Muslim country or any Arab countries, as she claimed in her previous statement in our study. No, Representative Omar, you did not criticize any Muslim country because you can't. And when you do, it is simply because of your ignorance of Islam and what Muslim leaders must do. So far, it is just like, as I said before, you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it, and that's exactly what she's doing. She's telling us, it doesn't matter if it is a country run by my father or my brother or my sister or somebody in my family. Well, I'm sorry, you're not running any country, neither you or any one of your families. It is just that you are filled with pride here, thinking that you as a congresswoman are in charge of America. No, you're not. As a matter of fact, if there's justice in America, we know where you belong. You belong back to Somalia because of breaking all the laws to come to America, as we'll see a little bit more of that in our study for today. But there was not any criticism to any Muslim country or Arab country, even if you repeat the same lies over and over again. Well, let's move on to the next statement in her speech.
Every leader has the ability to lead with compassion, to lead with justice. So it is important for us to recognize that and to make sure that we're not only holding people that we don't like accountable. We must also hold those that we love, have shared values with, accountable.
Now, Representative Omar is telling us every leader has ability to lead with compassion, to lead with justice. Now, can you name for me a name of one Muslim leader in the Muslim world in the last 1400 years who fulfilled that desires of yours? The answer is that leader does not exist. Now, she tells that she will hold everybody accountable, not just the people whom we hate, like the Jews, the Israeli leaders, but even the ones whom they love. And the audience applauds. Hooray, hooray, Representative Omar. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you cannot hold even the leaders of your own home country, Somalia, accountable, nor any other Muslim leader on planet Earth. Once again, because there is no accountability within Islam. And because also there is no justice in Islam. That's why, as I said earlier, this speech is just simply hogwash. Well, let's move on with the next statement of Representative Ilhan Omar.
And so I am, again, very grateful to have the opportunity to be in a room like this with all of you. As an elected Muslim in Congress, I feel the weight of responsibility that I have to not live up to the name of being a Muslim, but live up to the ideals of what it means to be a Muslim.
Here we go, America. Representative Omar is very grateful to be in a room filled with the Muslim Brotherhood of CARE and others. Yes, indeed, because these are the people who elected her for the 5th District in Minnesota. These are the people who supported her financially. Those are the people who voted for her, sadly, I say, with the rest of the useful idiot, the liberal Democrats of Minnesota. Those who voted for her proudly. She is so grateful because she is what? She is elected as a Muslim congresswoman. I wonder how many Christian congressmen and congresswomen in this country stood in a meeting and said the same statement. And what will be the reaction of the liberal media in America if somebody stand and say, I am so grateful to be elected and be here as a Christian congressman or as a Christian congresswoman? It will be a no-no. Why? Because the liberals believe in separation between religion and state. But for Representative Omar to say that statement, they will not. And I say again, they will not object her statement. As a matter of fact, they will be clapping their hands with the rest of the Muslim Brotherhood in such room. Why is that? Because of political correctness. Then Representative Omar is telling us she feels the weight and the responsibility as a good Muslim congresswoman. Excuse me, what weight, what responsibility? Why don't we hear this from the conservative? The weight and the responsibility to stand with our constitution, to support our constitution. I believe it's becoming so ridiculous that the conservative in America are becoming liberals and the Muslims are acting like if they were conservative. Wow, she is living the ideals of being a Muslim. And the applause once again all over the room. Hooray, hooray, Representative Omar. I wish the people of America can learn the truth about Islam, to know the true weight and the true responsibility of Muslims in America to bring the destruction of America. But sadly, it seemed to me that there's not too many people in America have a clue what Representative Ilhan Omar, what Representative Rashida Tlaib, and the rest of the Muslims who are coming to power in 2020, sadly, not only through the Liberal Party, but even through the Conservative Party, the Republican by name. Because, once again, we do not have a clue what Muslims believe or what Muslims' goals for America. Then Representative Ilhan Omar made the following statement.
And I know as an American member of Congress, I have to make sure that I am living up to the ideals of fighting for liberty and justice. Those are very much rooted in the reason why my family came here.
Well, Representative Ilhan Omar is telling us a very important fact, that she is an American. And once again, we must correct that statement. As a Muslim congresswoman, she cannot be an American, because American and Muslims cannot be mixed. She has to choose between living the American way of life or living the Muslim way of life. She has to choose between believing in the American Constitution or Sharia, Islamic law, which she is living all the days of her life. The American ideals of fighting for liberty and justice, which Representative Ilhan Omar is speaking about here, goes against everything of the ideals and the beliefs of Islam. Because in Islam, once again, there is no liberty. In Islam, there is no justice. My friends, when Muslims use the word justice, that's not how we, the American people, understand justice. Because justice in the West, justice in America, that all people are treated equally. But that's not how Islam treats its own people. Muslim men have a set of rules for justice, as for Muslim women and Muslim slaves have a different set of rules of justice. And it is even worse in the case of the infidels, because there is no justice for the infidels in Islam. In Islam, there is no liberty, not for Representative Omar, nor for any person who submits to Islam. Liberty and Islam do not mix together. And the evidence is very simple. If you investigate the laws of Allah, Sharia, as it is written in the Quran, and as it is taught by Muhammad and practiced by Muhammad in his life, you will see that Muslims lose their liberty. Every person leaves liberty outside the door when they enter into the house of Islam. For in Islam, there is no liberty, but in Islam, there is submission. And the proof is very simple. Once again, what will happen if Representative Ilhan Omar became a Christian or a Jew? Does she have the liberty to do that? The answer is no. And what will happen if she did and she, say, go back to her home country in Somalia? The answer is very simple. She will be put to death. By who? By her own family. By who? By the Muslim imams and the Muslim leaders. By who? By any Muslim who stands up for the justice of Islam. Because the justice of Islam is the injustice which we know it here in the West.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
But I love it how Representative Omar ended that segment by saying, that is the reason why my family came here to America. Once again, let's correct these lies. Ilhan Omar did not come to America with her family, but her family went to England and she came here to America with Mr. Omar, who has nothing to do with her family. He is not her father, as we have proven that in our previous study. And I hope and I pray that the day will come in America and this truth will be known to all Americans. That is before the 2020 election. Because otherwise, guess what? If she is not exposed for her lies and all the crimes she committed in America since she came to this country illegally with fraudulent names on her application. If she will not be exposed, she will be our congresswoman for the 5th district for many years. And I believe this is going to be impossible for somebody to have the guts to stand up to speak against her, to expose what she is doing. And I know that we right now have so-called a conservative woman who is running for that office with the Republican Party. But the sad news is that that woman, as I shared before, is a Muslim Iraqi. And if she wins that seat, it will give the Muslim even greater victory, because then Muslims will be running in both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, to take over America from the right side and from the left side. But once again, Representative Omar, your family did not come to America to fight for liberty or for justice. You came to America as a refugee because you did not have liberty or justice in your own home country, the country of Somalia. And it was the mercy of God and the mercy of the American people to allow someone like you to come to America. Sadly, they did not know who you are when you came as a child, and now they do not know who you are as a congresswoman. And sadly, if they will not figure out who you are, you will be used by your Muslim jihadi care and others to bring the destruction of America. Finally, let us listen, our dear friends, to the last statement Representative Ilhan Omar has given in her speech. That is when she said,
"And so, regardless of how hard Washington might get for me or your neighborhoods might get for you, you have to always remember that we have a mission as humans to love one another, to care for our neighbors, to raise compassionate children, and to fully every single day show up and make sure that we are furthering justice. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great night."
Now, Representative Omar is telling us the final advice, the final words which she will leave to the Muslim jihadi of care and others who attended such a meeting. "Regardless of how hard Washington might get for me," excuse me, what? "Washington have treated you as a prima donna, very, very special. Even when you criticize Israel and when you show your hatred towards the Jews and the Americans, they made a meeting. And in the meeting, they did not spank you, but they spanked people like me. By telling us, here is the decision. You cannot criticize Islam. You cannot criticize Ilhan Omar. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. And you got the higher voice. You got the upper hand. And the rest of America are losing their First Amendment. That is how Washington treated you. If it was someone else who just happened to be a Christian, not a Muslim, a white, not a black, a man or a woman, as a matter of fact, will not make any difference, who made the same comments you made about Israel, not only will they be removed from the foreign affairs, but he or she will be removed from Congress completely. He or she will be out. But because you are a female, black, Democrat, and a Muslim, you got all the reasons why Washington must treat you with kid gloves. They want to make sure you are okay. I guarantee you that is exactly how you're going to be in the next 2 years if they will not kick you out of Congress. And sadly, that's what I'm afraid is happening, not just to you and to Rashida Tlaib, but to the rest of the Muslims who will continue to win offices for the year 2020. How about her advice concerning the rest of the Muslims in her audience? She said, "Or your neighborhoods might get for you." Wow. Once again, the Muslims who are victims all over America, they are treated so badly by the wicked infidel neighbors, those American people. You see the language she's putting here? Even when she is saying goodbye in the last sentence of her speech, she's still putting the poison into the mind of the Muslims who attend the meeting, as if the American people are not treating the Muslim in their neighborhood with good manners. She said, listen carefully, no matter how bad it is in Washington for Ilhan Omar or how bad it is for the Muslims all over America from their neighborhoods, you have to always remember that we have a mission as humans. No, say it right, as Muslims. This has nothing to do with humanity. This has something to do with the Muslim Brotherhood of America. What is that mission? Listen carefully. To love one another. Excuse me, what? Yes, you heard her right. To love one another. Where can we find love one another in the Quran? Guess what? That is not mentioned anywhere in the Quran or in the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. So where is love one another? It's in the Bible. It is in Christianity, not in Islam. And what else, Representative Omar? To care for our neighbors. Do you care for your Christian neighbors? Do you care for your Jewish neighbors? Are you kidding me? If Allah never said anything like that, how in the world do you call yourself a Muslim woman dressed in the hijab, speaking on the behalf of the Muslim community, and at the same time you are teaching the things of the Bible, which you believe it is not the true teaching of Allah? That is the opposite of what Allah and Muhammad taught you in Islam. You must hate the Jews and the Christians. You must kill the Jews and the Christians, not loving them and caring for them. Then Representative Omar said to raise compassionate children. No. Muslims do not raise compassionate children. Muslims do not know what it is to be a compassionate children. As a matter of fact, we got plenty of videos to show the true Muslims practicing the true Islam through their children. That is when they turn their own children, I'm talking about 7 and 9 years old children, to suicide bombers, to kill the infidels. And then Representative Omar said, and to fully every single day show up to make sure that we are furthering justice. Once again, there is no justice in Islam, because the justice of Islam has nothing to do with the justice of the United States of America, which is built on the justice of the Bible. Representative Omar ended by saying, thank you so much for having me and have a great night. And the crowd once again applauds. Hooray, hooray, Representative Ilhan Omar. This was the end of the speech of Representative Omar, in which she told the truth about her hatred towards Americans, her hatred towards the Jews and the Christians. And also, it is a speech where she gave to us some simple hogwash talk. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.